Well, we continue with this powerful topic on the power of forgiveness, and I'm going to continue with a caller we unfortunately had to cut short because of time yesterday. Carrie, we'll get back to that call in a moment. But before we do, I just want to again thank those of you who've been praying for the Intentional Living Ministry last week so faithfully in supporting the Intentional Living Ministry, allowing us to continue this mission to reach people for Christ. So on behalf of Evan Carlson, our ministry president, board of directors, myself, my wife, Stephen, the rest of the team here, thank you so much for standing with us. We appreciate it. If you want to know more about what this whole ministry is about, why we do what we do, what our passion is, our goal, and so on, come on over to our website. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. We're talking forgiveness today, and forgiveness is at the heart of our faith. You think of it, the Bible tells us that Jesus forgave us. You know, John 3:16, he loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That's the power of forgiveness. And you think about the things we need to forgive. Yeah, they can be difficult, but not nearly as much as a whole world of sin that God has forgiven, including mine and yours and each of us. It's powerful. All right, let's continue. As I said, Carrie was with me yesterday. We ran out of time. So let's continue on. Welcome back to the program, Carrie.
Yes. It's almost like the prodigal daughter. I hate to use that, but, I just been going through a lot of different changes. Just everything in my life has changed, and I'm just kind of going through something with a parent that is just, I'm trying to...
Well, what is it? What are you wrestling with?
I had shoulder surgery in February, so I'm still kind of like not really working, but I've been praying that God shows me a direction, and I know that he is responsible for this good direction that I'm on, and so I paid for the schooling, and I'm opening up my own business, which is a little nerve-wracking considering, I haven't worked for a while. And the bottom line is basically that, she financially wants to help me out, and I'm like, okay, and so I come in and help her, and so she helps me financially a little bit here and there, but I feel like there's always a catch. So like today, she's like, well, I want you, here's the bill. This is what, you spent. And this is, and so she's constantly making me feel guilty, but yet she wants to help me out financially. But then she turns it around and makes me feel guilty for having her help me. And then today I had, just given her like a free, basically, I'm a massage therapist, and I gave her a massage, and I told her what was going on with her hip, and I said, Mom, you really need to get this looked at, and I said, if you don't like going to your doctor, go to the chiropractor, and I told her what was going on, and she used another massage therapy's name as a referral, and she gave her all the credit for everything, and I'm like, I have, seriously? I mean... She was talking on the phone, and it hurt so bad that I just literally left my office, and I shut the door, and I just drove, and I cried, and I said, I need to ask for forgiveness, because I don't want to have these horrible feelings, but, I mean, I forgive her, I do, but it keeps happening.
Yeah, and well, Carrie is...
I want to be financially so free from her, because I feel like that's the black cloud.
Well, that's where you need to be, and we're going to talk about that in a moment. But what I hear, Carrie, as a young woman, is this need that you have to be approved by your mom.
Yeah.
Approval is really a big deal to you in the relationship with your mom. Have you always wrestled with not feeling your mom's approval in your life?
Yes. I'm constantly trying. It's not just her. It's actually the whole family. I'm the youngest, so I feel like I constantly have to prove myself all the time, because they think of me as this little, 13-year-old little girl that did all these horrible things when she was little. And it's like, that was so long ago. I'm not like, her. I'm not even the same person I was 6 months ago.
Carrie, here's the journey you're going to be on is as you've grown up now, no longer being the baby in the family, and those who are babies in the family like myself understand what you're saying. It's easy to feel stuck like you're at the bottom of the list there, and the oldest, you know, they had greater respect and whatever, and the babies kind of come in and you know, work through in life. One of the things you're going to find, Carrie, is you're going to have to be a little more assertive, lovingly. You're going to have to put boundaries in place. I wouldn't be financially obligated to your mom. I mean, she's helping you, but then there's attachment of, you know, you do these things for me, and you got to cut that stuff out. And what does that mean? It may mean your business slows down for a while. It may mean that you're going to have to take another route to get some money. But I think part of this, Carrie, is you're putting yourself in the path of this with your family. I think you're going to have to put some boundaries in place in a loving way. I would say to your mom, Mom, I love you. Listen, here's the money back. I don't want to be obligated. I appreciate your willingness to help. But when you say these things, this is how that makes me feel. And I just don't need that. And you're going to have to learn that you may never get the kind of respect and approval from your mom that you want. I don't know your mom, but my guess is she probably does love and approve, but she may be just a critical spirit and finds it easier for her to criticize than it is just to accept that you're a grown woman now.
I agree with that.
And she may not change.
Yep.
That makes sense?
Yes, it does, completely.
All right, good. Because what happens is, back to the formula here in intentional living, whenever we have an expectation that's not met with reality, it creates disappointment. And so you expect your mom to approve of what you're doing, and the reality is she's going to always have a little critical comment about, hey, you could do it better if you did this or that. She probably, again, Carrie, her intentions are probably good. My guess is if I met your mom, she would be totally blown away that you feel this way.
Yeah.
Is that possible?
Yeah,
because remember, here's a key to intentional living. We judge ourselves by our intentions, but we judge others by our expectations. So your mom's intentions, probably, I don't know, maybe they're not, but in many cases, people who are put up their hands say, I don't know why my daughter responds to me like this. They would say, my intentions are good. My intentions are just to help her. She needs help. But the expectation is, Mom, I don't need to have you correcting what I'm doing or tell me how to do it. I just need you to approve, accept it, and move on. And so, again, we judge by ourselves by intention. We judge others by expectation. So forgiveness, yeah, that's a part of it. But I think in your case, you need to also be more assertive in terms of setting some boundaries in place. Okay, quick break. We'll be back. We're talking intentional living on forgiveness. And Carrie, I'm glad you're growing in your life spiritually. I'm glad you're listening. I hope you'll stay tuned to Intentional Living. Here's another thing over the next 30 days you might want to consider is meditation. Maybe you've never meditated. Now, I'm thinking of meditation in terms of having a scriptural passage that you've read and you just, in quietness, away from family, away from radio and television and other distractions, you just meditate on that scripture. Or you meditate on a truth that you've heard. Maybe in your last service at church on Sunday, maybe your pastor said something that kind of really got stuck inside of your mind or your heart. To just meditate on that and ask the Holy Spirit to reveal Himself to you. You know, the scripture says in Ephesians 5:18 that we should be filled with the Spirit. It's a daily decision to allow the Spirit of God to fill our life. And times of meditation draw you closer to Him.
Boy, to be honest, as I'm listening to that clip from my teaching, that's something that I need to practice more often. I'm a busy person. I'm always goal-focused. What's next? Get caught up in what's immediately in front of me. But when I practice what I just shared with you in my own life, I can feel it physically changing me and spiritually, and just there's something powerful about meditating, but meditating on Scripture, meditating on God's goodness, meditating on maybe Scripture you've memorized, or reading a devotional and then meditating on what that message is for your life as a follower of Christ. Doing that on a regular basis can be transformational for you, that's for sure. Again, I want to say thank you for your support. That's an excerpt from the Freedom Process for Your Faith. It's the featured lesson this month from Intentional Living. We're almost to the end here of the month. I hope you're listening to it, sharing it with your family and friends and new members. Welcome. I hope you're enjoying it. There's a little code to get on that website, and if you've lost it or hasn't come through yet, please let us know. We want to make sure you have access to that. So you can call 888-888-1717 and press number 2, or go to theintentionallife.com.
Hi, my name is Kelsey. Something that I've been doing every day is that whenever I say something to my husband, if I'm irritated at him or, you know, if he's hurt my feelings, I just ask myself, is this really how I feel and how I should react? Am I about to say something out of bitterness from my past? And when that happens, I just go to God and I just give it to God. When you have others praying for you, it can just work wonders for you.
Boy, that's so true. Thank you, Kelsey. You know, when we are praying, we have people praying for us, we see the difference. You know, many of you know our son, Evan, has been struck down really with a very unusual, rare neurological attack from just a common virus that's left him in the hospital. He's recovering. He's doing better. It's going to be a time, a process. But I'll tell you what, we've had so many people praying for us. We've got people from all over the world praying. We feel the difference. We sense it. And I know he does as well. So today on the power of prayer, and as well as Kelsey said, this power of forgiveness, maybe there's something in your life. And I'll tell you, when you're going through a crisis, you realize a lot of the nonsense of things that we hang on to that really keep kind of a barrier, keep that flow of God's grace and goodness and experience of hope in our life from flowing freely. And so maybe today it's something you need to do. Deal with forgiveness so you can experience God more fully. All right, we're going to get back to our calls. Lisa's on the line in Michigan. Lisa, come on in. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you very much, Dr. Carlson.
Appreciate your call. It says here you've been listening and thinking about this topic today. What's going on?
It's amazing. I actually got out of a conference in near my hometown, and of course, a lot of those memories from my childhood came back, and I happened to pray to God that, you know, I forgave my mother for all the abuse growing up, and it was awful, and forgave her a couple years ago. And my question, my prayer to God today was, even though I have fully forgiven her, I don't reach out to her, and I asked if this is wrong of me. And and so I turned on the radio, and here you are. You know, it was about forgiveness, and I believe that I have forgiven her. It did take. It was almost tragic, but the things that she has done to me in my past, I
really keep you from wanting to reach out to her.
Well, I am almost 50. I have two brothers, and the long story short, she abused me. Mm. She loved and adored my brothers. And my 19th birthday, she came to me and told me one of the many times on my birthdays, wish she never had me and hated me. So, you know, I grew up and that was my life. And then when I had my own child, my first one, I went through a terrible depression because I looked at this beautiful baby thinking, how can any mother do what she's done, you know? And but with time and knowing that I'll never change her, I did always take my children around her because I had to be the better person. And even though it would hurt, it would cause me a lot of anxiety around the holidays. This cloud, this heaviness, it was terrible, you know, that I would struggle with this every year, especially around the holidays. But then a couple years ago, she started in again. And then finally, you know, I prayed about it and I said, you know what? I have to wash my hands clean of her. And I forgave her with everything that I had. For the last 2 years, I have not had any of that heaviness around the holidays. I feel lifted, like this. I was being smothered of trying to always please her and love her. I love her, but I just don't like her. And so
as you were listening to the show today, did it cause you to feel more confident in the decision you've made, or is it causing you to question, hey, maybe I should reconnect with my mother?
It made me feel confident that I made that decision finally, because, you know, my belief is that I don't know how to explain it. She will never look at me as I am her daughter, and she will always be the victim. And I have to look at it as, you know what, our children, God gave us, those are his kids. And if we don't raise his children the way that he wants us to, we have to answer to him. And I'm going to raise my children with, you know, giving them all the love that I can. And if she can never give me that love, she's got to answer to him.
Well, you know by example how not to do it. And fortunately, it sounds like you've learned not to do that in that way, because many people repeat these cycles, and you're saying, we're done. We're breaking the cycle. Intentional living is, here's what we think about intentional living. We have these aha moments in life, and you've had those. You said, aha, you know, this is not the way to do this. Because if you don't have an aha moment and then act on it, you tend to end up with oh no moments, like, oh no, I am repeating the past. And to be able to break that cycle is such a powerful thing. And in your case, Lisa, and every story is different. You know, in some stories, reconciliation is possible, and a restoration of relationships is even possible at times. And we see that in marriages. Someone goes through a difficult marriage, maybe there's been an affair, then there's a divorce, and then there's a process of forgiveness, and people change their lives, and we've seen couples put marriages back together, and there's a reconciliation and a restoration. Other times that doesn't occur. Boundaries are a part of it, Lisa, and you know, it sounds like based on what you've been through and what continues, you've had to protect yourself from your mom, and putting those boundaries in place is one of the things you've done. It's sad. I mean, it's not what we would wish for people to have with their parents, but it does happen. The good news is, it sounds like you see that there's a better path, and you've chosen it for your kids, and maybe break the cycle for the next generation or two.
And I think what was a huge factor as well is that when I never felt loved, I don't have any memories of having love and affection and being hugged and held or nothing as a child, and so when I did have mine, that was I couldn't wait for my baby to be old enough to put her arms around me. And
powerful. Powerful and to do. Hey.
Yes.
No, go ahead, Lisa. Go ahead, finish.
Anyway, so I just think, you know, with God's help and his guidance, not only do we need to say our prayers, but we also have to listen, because he is talking to us, but we have to be actively listening, because I believe that he does, and we just have to be, we can't just ask the questions and then not listen.
I'm glad you turned the radio on. Just happened to turn the radio on, right? Thank you for doing that and sharing your story, Lisa. We'll be praying for you. All right, got to take a quick break. We'll be back. Eli's next, and we'll be wrapping up the show here in a few minutes. Love to have you join in on our comment line, our storyline. How has the act of intentional forgiveness given or received improved your life? Post it on Facebook, give us a call, 888-888-1717. Join in the discussion.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Are you experiencing real freedom in your faith, or simply going through the motions? In Dr. Randy's message called Process for Faith, you'll learn how to move beyond routine faith and intentionally develop a deeper, more personal relationship with God.
Everything that we've said, everything that I've tried to share with you in this lesson about growing in freedom in your relationship with Christ comes down to one thing. And that one thing is to be present with God every day.
Support Intentional Living with a monthly gift today, and you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message and get unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. Don't miss out on this special opportunity. Give now, and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Thank you, Kurt, for that reminder. The lesson this month is the Freedom Process for Your Faith. It's a way of saying thanks to our members, and maybe you're brand new, wondering what's that all about. Intentional Living is a part of Intentional Life Media and Family Life Radio. We're totally listener-supported. When the support comes in, it literally goes back out into ministry in some form, either through podcast, radio, through our events, publications, and things that we create here for God's glory and, as we say, for your benefit. And the fact that we can do this together is appreciated. So we have a lot of free resources up on the website, but we do have a little exclusive site just for our members, monthly supporters of Intentional Living. And when you support on a monthly basis, you get a little code so you can get in there and you can get the featured lessons, including this one this month, on this Freedom Process for Your Faith. If you want to know more about this, go to theintentionallife.com or call, talk to one of our staff at 888-888-1717 and press number 2. So thank you again for your support and for standing with us here at Intentional Living. All right. I hope you're enjoying this program. It's a powerful one on the topic of forgiveness in our life. And Eli is on the line from Arizona. Eli, how has this thing of intentional forgiveness impacted you?
Well, just to give you the backstory, I'm Jewish, and I grew up with a very unforgiving God, one that you had to work very hard to get to that you'd never be able to obtain. My father left when I was very young. I had a stepfather thereafter that used to beat me unmercifully. In my 20s, I got married, and my wife had a stroke 1 month after we married, and I've been her full-time caregiver since. That was in 2005. So I was very angry, especially at God, for why did he do this to me? And I've been an addict since I'm 12. I started with marijuana, and into my 20s, I started drinking, and in my 30s, when my wife had her stroke, my drinking became every day, and it basically crippled my life and damaged relationships. And in 2016, in December, I was referred over to a Christ-centered recovery program called Celebrate Recovery, and in February, I was saved. That's when I got to meet, know, and follow Jesus. And it was only until knowing Jesus and receiving his forgiveness and going through these 12 steps that I was able to forgive others. And what it's done for my life is that it's broken the forgiveness. And I can receive forgiveness, but it's more about me forgiving others as far as my story is concerned. And what it's taught me is that forgiveness breaks that chain, that cycle of pain and hurt and bitterness. And my life, my relationships have just flourished because of the forgiveness I received from Christ himself.
Amen.
And I'm blessed now that I'm able to share that with others and as an example of receiving and giving forgiveness, how it could really cleanse your life, because holding on to this anger and bitterness, it's a lot more painful than just letting it go and moving forward.
Amen. Well, Eli, people ask, is salvation real? Is this thing about people giving their life to Christ really a real thing? What's the evidence? I can't see this God you talk about. You just saw a fingerprint of God on the life of this man, Eli, who just called, who said all he ever saw was an angry God, and went through a lot of hellish stuff in his life, frankly, until God radically changed his life as he got involved into this Celebrate Recovery program. And you see the fingerprint of God, the evidence, see? You know, we used fingerprints to say, hey, this person was here. And you see God's fingerprints all over Eli's life as he talks about, hey,
I've been radically changed. God has done this in my life, and therefore I've been able to forgive other people. To me, that's sort of proof positive that something's going on here. I don't think Eli just whipped this up and emotionally. God radically changed your life, my friend, and I think, you know, it's obvious that you know, he's done something in your life.
You know, it's funny how you had mentioned, is it something you can see? That makes me think about the wind and how the wind blows the trees, right? We can't see that wind blowing the trees, but the trees are moving. And I think that's you know, what I see. My life is an example of what forgiveness can do for you if you're just willing to accept it first.
Amen. Well, listen, Eli, I'm glad you're listening, and I'm glad that God has got a hold of you and that you showed up at that Celebrate Recovery program, and it was through that you gave your life to Christ. And you impacted somebody today. There's somebody listening who said, hey, that's my story, my friend. And thank you for sharing it with us today.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. And by the way, that's a great name. That's one of my grandson's names, Eli. Elias. Can't call him Eli. I used to call him Eli. Now it's Elias. We have to call him Elias. So, all right. Thank you, Eli. I appreciate your call. You know, speaking about the change in life, do you realize that Jesus says to us in Matthew 6, for if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. It's a spiritual thing. But if you don't forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. A very sobering verse. Now, please don't take that to mean, wow, I'm wrestling with this. God doesn't love me. I've lost my salvation. God understands it's a process. Let me ask the question, is your heart attuned to saying, I want to forgive? I know it's what God has for me, and I'm intentionally making the decision to move in the process and in the direction of forgiving so I can have freedom in my life. And the good news is God doesn't give you that kind of a command and then leave you without help. You know, the fact is, as God has forgiven us, we're able with His power to forgive others. Our prayer for you today is that the Holy Spirit of God will reside in your life, that you'll pray every day, Lord, through your Holy Spirit, give me power just today, maybe just this hour, maybe just this minute, to forgive and trust you and move forward and allow that Holy Spirit to move in your life. Well, this has been a powerful show. Thank you all for joining us. Rob, thanks for putting it together. Stephen, thank you for your work. Amy, thanks for coming and helping us out today. Love to hear your thoughts as you share on our comment line at 888-888-1717. By the way, if you missed the program, it's available wherever you find your podcast. We're there. See you next time from Intentional Living.